And we do have emergency triple team traffic coverage. What's going on, Ricky?
We'll add another to the mix. On top of the extreme delays that we have northbound I-15, a new accident northbound at the point of the mountain. So we also have rain in the valley in spots, too. Some of I-15 is drying out. So from the point of the mountain, once you're past that and hitting Bluffdale, you have solid slowdowns from there up to 7200 South. People trying to avoid these delays hopping on to State Street. And that's now starting to see the heavy overflow. A lot of those slowdowns are going to go from Sandy up to Midvale. Lynn Thomas?
Southbound I-15 is emergency traffic continuing. It's a bogged up slow ride, about a 63-minute train ride from downtown to Lehigh, and then you are slow on down to Pioneer Crossing, and a little bit of slowing at the Pioneer Crossing on-ramps there with some debris on the Pleasant Grove ramps there, so watch out for that. And if you're out on I-80 coming off on US 40 in Summit County, it's slow. Traffic Trooper Brandon reported about 5 miles an hour between the Home Depot exit and Kearns Boulevard. Dave Meekum?
On the drive into Davis County right now, it's good for you through the North Interchange and through Bountiful. But then you're going to hit the delays in Farmington, and they're fairly slow for you from Farmington all the way northbound on I-15 until you get up into Layton. Once you clear Layton, then you'll have a pretty good drive on I-15 if you're heading further north. UDOT construction alert this weekend. Plan ahead for heavy delays on US 40 near Park City. Eastbound US 40 is reduced to one lane for bridge maintenance. I'm Dave Meekum in the KSL Traffic Center.